Just to give some context, I was preparing something completely different for my Messy Church devotions yesterday. I spent about an hour and a half on Friday evening, as you do. And Saturday morning I just thought, I just had this real feeling that that was not what I should be sharing at all. So I've got something for another time, which is great. And I've learned some things about gardens through the Bible. But I hope this speaks to you. It's where is God in the waiting and where is God in the silence? And thinking particularly of Easter Saturday. So Easter Saturday is that day that falls between the deepest sorrow of Good Friday and the deepest joy of Easter Sunday. And we could be forgiven for wondering about its purpose. After all, the Bible says almost nothing about it at all. It's this day when the hearts and the minds and the emotions of the disciples and all who followed Jesus were in the depths of despair and turmoil. When their world as they knew it appeared to have been destroyed. They would have been dealing with the loss of their best friend and their leader in the most horrendous of deaths. They would have been dealing with the guilt of denying him. They would have felt despair and surely a lack of knowing what next. They would, I am sure, have felt empty, traumatized, fearful for their own safety, and hopeless. They were sheep without a shepherd. And despite all of this, God appears to have stayed silent, to not even whisper into the despair of the disciples. There is just silence. But can I suggest that this day is a day reflective of a season that many of us live our lives in at some time or another? Perhaps we've been praying for a loved one and we can't see a breakthrough. They seem no closer to trusting the Lord. Or perhaps we're battling an illness and the pain is just not going away. Or perhaps the job is not fulfilling us, but nothing else is on the horizon. Perhaps, you can fill in your own perhaps, and God stays silent. It reminds me a little bit of Jesus in the storm, out on that boat, chaos around him, and he was asleep. And yet he was fully in control. That same Jesus who sits with us in our chaos has got our everything in the palm of his hand. His rescue mission is complete and it's final. We can trust him. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. So what if Easter Saturday is not about fixing the problem? What if it's about sitting with the silence? Leaving the mess of the unresolved problems at his feet. And simply trusting. Trusting that he will intervene, just like he does on Easter Sunday.